The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live today bringing you another very interesting and perhaps one program that's going to get your attention and say, really? That's all I have to do? Or I got a lot of things that I got to change. We're going to talk about the fuel that goes in your body. Having said that, you know, we're going to position the program today as a piece of the triad of health that the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax is known for. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about there's only three things that can cause a problem. There's either injury to the body, there's biochemical, bioelectrical upset, or there's emotional stress. We're going to take the biochemical piece today, and I'm going to introduce somebody to all of you that is new to you, but not so much to us at this point, but somebody that is working in tandem in our nutrition department with Sue. And what I want to do is allow you to have an understanding of one of the most important aspects of healing, and that's the nutritional piece. And the program that we're going to be talking about is taking you through the quagmire, if you will, of nutritional problems and applications and things that have to be supportive of any healing process or navigating through, if you will, nutritional confusion. And having said that, I'd like to introduce a new member to the Rozelle staff, actually not super new. She's been almost a year, I think, now, Annabeth Goss. Anyway, Annabeth, welcome to the program. I know this is your first time on our program, but it's easy. I'll make it real simple for you, and I promise you, you won't get your tail feathers burned. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rozelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
You have an interesting background in how you got into nutritional work, and you are amazingly real and informative and able when it comes to so many different things. But you know, having said that, the respect that we've gained for you is quite significant. But what I want to do is I want to get into why nutrition is so important to overall healing process and why you can't set it aside. You know, there's so many things that we run off for. We want to go get the aspirin, or we want to go get a vitamin, or we want to take a nutraceutical, or we want to, find the magic implementation of some sort. But the basic of all healing is the fuel that we put into our system, because without that, the body can't function at all. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely agree. We love quick fixes in our society, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for our growth, there is no one silver bullet. There is no perfect pill. There is no perfect exercise. And it's the food that we encounter multiple times a day that really either harms or helps our body. And the importance of that cannot be understated. It's of crucial importance. And today, I just really wanted to focus on kind of dissolving some of the nutritional confusion that's out there, because it's everywhere. I remember when my daughter was fighting cancer, I read, okay, neuroblastoma can be fought with vitamin D. So I put her on vitamin D with the oncologist's approval, and months later read a PubMed article that said vitamin D can help grow cancer. And I just thought, are you kidding me? How do I even know what to do? Because there's sources from all sides, whether it's the nutrients that you're taking or the macronutrients, those fiber, water, protein, carbs, lipids. It's really difficult to sort through what is online. And if you will allow me to read a real funny little humorous meme that pinpoints this exactly.
Go ahead.
A friend of mine sent this to me. It says, eat 5 small meals per day and run. Also, eat only breakfast and dinner and walk. Also, eat lots of protein and lift and don't even do any cardio. It's bad for your joints. Also, don't eat too much protein and make sure you're sleeping a lot, but don't be sedentary. But don't be too active. It's bad for your blood pressure. Make sure you replace all of your lost salt, but never eat too much sodium. It's easy. Just eat vegetables. Don't eat potatoes, though, or corn. Fruit is obviously good for you, and it's also sugar and is bad for you. Sugar, I forgot to mention, is a vital source of quick-burning carbohydrates that your brain needs to survive, and you should avoid it at all costs. Protein is hurting your kidneys. Make sure you eat a lot of it. Drink water. Never starve yourself unless you're calling it intermittent fasting, and then it's okay to starve yourself a little bit. Don't overhydrate. Being vegan is obviously the healthiest lifestyle, and also, no, it's not. Fish is obviously super good for you, and it's full of mercury and killing you. Get some sun every day for vitamin D and skin cancer.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's like everything that could you possibly think of one side of the platform or the other, you just put there, and everybody's sitting there kind of dazed like they're drunk. You know, you bet this Wednesday evening, the presentations you're going to be doing in-house and navigating through nutritional confusions, you just confused everybody across the board. So it's like, oh, my God, every opposition just came up on the table. But, you know, what you just went through is so absolutely true. There's you see one thing that's going to fix me, and you see somebody else that says it's going to kill you. You know, this is going to support me and make my joints more flexible. Then the other person says it's going to degenerate and break down. Join us this Wednesday evening, everybody, and let's see if we can all learn something, because this is going to be craziness. But, you know, when we deal with a patient, regardless of what the situation is, whether they have degenerative arthritis, they have chronic pain patterns, they have mental confusion, even to the point of things that are as impactful as Alzheimer's, the nutritional piece is critical. And if we don't have that put together properly, if we don't support the patient in that way, the patient is never going to resolve the issues. They're just going to be, in many cases, just like anything else, putting a Band-Aid on it. What's the quick fix? When the bottom line is what you put in your body is really what you express, correct?
Absolutely. You can't out-supplement a bad diet. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. That diet is the building blocks for your existence. And not only, you know, you are what you eat, but more accurately, you are what you absorb. And so navigating what am I absorbing? Is my gastrointestinal tract working well? Do I have proper hydrochloric acid? Am I producing the pancreatic enzymes that I need? Am I absorbing what I am eating? If I'm going to all of this energy to try to eat right, am I really getting it? So it's really important to navigate that and find out if you are getting the nutrients that you need. And in the office, we do see so many different patients with a huge variety of needs. Very often they're there after having been to a lot of different conventional doctors. People are looking for answers, and they're not finding those answers via the traditional routes. And we have increased illness rates, and people are taking their health into their own hands and trying to find answers. Dr. Abraham Hoffer said, if a patient has seen more than three physicians, nutrition is probably the medical answer.
Generally across the board, you're absolutely right. And, you know, nutrition is medicine. And that's the way it was started hundreds and thousands of years ago. That's how they fix people. And in the expedient society that we've got ourselves into these days, we try to find another way because we don't want to take the time. You know, we're so busy, particularly living in the Washington metropolitan area or any metropolitan area or even in the suburbs. It's, you know, catch as catch can. We're going 1,000 miles an hour all the time, and we're grabbing protein bars that are nothing more than sophisticated cookies. We're trying to grab a little bit of this, and we're drinking coffee instead of drinking water, and we're, you know, we need to have upregulated something or other. We can't move unless we do this. And then they walk into your practice, into your office at the Results Center, and you and Sue and Mary Jane have your hands full, because you'll end up with people who tell you that, you know, what can you do for me? But, oh, by the way, I don't cook. And you're left with that. And even when you lay it out for them, but they don't get the initial impact that nutrition and dietary considerations are paramount above everything else. So let's talk about the individual person, the needs that are they the same? Are they different in your evaluation? What are the distinguishing features, if you will, there are many, a few of them that you really have to take into consideration when you're dealing with somebody who has a screwed up diet?
Yeah, absolutely. We are all very different biochemical individuals, and we do have different macronutrient needs. We have different micronutrient needs. On the other hand, if you are a walking, breathing, thinking human being, you have kind of the same needs in the fact of you need water, you need fiber, and you need macros and micros. So very often when people are very sick, they have kind of not known what to do in even the basics. So we want to make sure they have their foundation set right. Are they drinking adequate water? Are they eating adequate fiber? Is the timing of eating proper? And then we also want to look at them as a unique individual with any blood work that they've brought in, with any feedback that they're giving us as to their dietary patterns, with their lifestyle, with what amounts of stress they've gone through. All of that plays a picture into the individual, and we take that and build something saying, you know what, you have been taking this medication. You probably are depleted in this nutrient, and build a case that helps them individually.
So what you're saying to me is that one size doesn't fit everybody.
Nope, it does not. Nutrition never has done that. They'll take mice and take the vitamin A completely out of their diet so that the offspring are completely blind. And when they put the vitamin A back into the offspring, each little individual baby mouse needs different levels of vitamin A to regain their eyesight. Every single person, even if we're in the same family or have very similar genes, you each need individual tailored nutrition.
You know, it's interesting, the genetic expression of the individual that presents in the office is something that we take seriously. So many other offices do not. We have tests that are out there like 23andMe and other laboratories now that will show us that. So why do we run them? Simply because of the fact that the genetic map, and we only use about 2-3% of our DNA. The rest of it is, we used to call it junk DNA, but it's dormant DNA. But those are the things that make us unique one to the other. And the nutritional platform that we express our need for, if you will, is different. And it's based on heritage and background and lifestyle and all of those things. That's where the coaching comes in. That's where the ability to support that patient comes in. It's not just handing them a diet, is it? And say, hey, do this and we'll talk in another year or two.
No, absolutely not. Definitely, we have to pay attention to what they are going through, what their blood work says, and what their goals are. And the thing that I love about one-on-one individual counseling is that it is not me imparting a food log or a plan to the person across the desk. It is very much a relationship. It's a building of a rapport with that person, and they are totally and actively a participating part of all the decision making.
I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to get back into a lot of that specifically as the program progresses. This Wednesday evening, the 17th, you're going to be doing an in-house program on navigating through the nutritional weeds, if you will. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We're coming up to a break. This is a really fascinating program. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday, right? And we have a very special program, one that we go after and try to find answers that seem to be fitting to our own thought processes about what that should be. What are we talking about? We're talking about nutrition, and there's so much confusion out there, and we're going to try to open up the curtain and reveal the person that's behind the screen, if you will. And Anna Beth Goss is my guest, and she is relatively new to the Rizal Center, but not that much. She's been around for, you know, pretty close to a year now. And the program that she's going to be presenting this Wednesday night, the 17th of November, is Navigating Through Nutritional Confusion. What a better time. We're coming up to the holidays. Thanksgiving is around the corner. We have Christmas, and we have all the other holidays that we celebrate. And we really want to know what's good, what isn't, because this time of the year, people are putting all kinds of garbage in their body. And, you know, we're looking online, we're looking for diets, and there's this, you know, we see this dietitian recommending this, and we see this other person recommending this. But what I want to distinguish for everybody is that there's a difference in the approach. And one is a matter of approaching it from a holistic point of view, and the other one is kind of a rubber stamp for everybody. Welcome back, Annabeth. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the positioning that we look at the Results Center with our nutrition department, and the distinguishing features between somebody who is a dietitian, somebody who's a holistic nutritionist. There's some very specific points that need to be kept in mind, and obviously I have my opinion, but why don't you walk us through that for a few minutes?
You bet. Thank you. So as a holistic nutritionist, my training and education went far beyond how many calories it takes to fuel the body and how many cans of peaches to feed a cafeteria-sized group, and it really encompassed anatomy and biology and physiology and lifestyle and stress and how the sleep patterns affect you, so that we can really encompass the whole person. There's a handout that I like to give to patients at one of the first visits to explain this so that they understand where I'm coming from when I start talking about sleep. Very often you go to a nutritionist thinking they're just there to help you with your nutrition, but as a holistic nutritionist, I like to focus on the six fundamentals of health, which are your nutrition, definitely, but also the water. How much water? Are you getting adequate water? The sun exposure that you're getting, are you engaged in getting some of that life-saving sunshine that comes from up above? The air that you're breathing, are you breathing properly? Are you breathing shallowly? Is your body getting oxygen that it needs? The sleep, how is your sleep hygiene? Are you getting good sleep? Do you wake up too much in the middle of the night? What can we do to explore how you can get better sleep, be more rested so that your body can heal and repair during that nighttime? And lastly, movement. Movement is vital to helping the body function to move that lymph fluid around. It doesn't have a pump on its own. It just relies on the contractions of the muscle and the physical movement. And, you know, study after study show the importance of movement. Personally, there are a lot of people that hate exercising. I'm kind of in the camp that I don't love exercising, but I know how important movement is. And so when we encounter people like that, we navigate how can we overcome obstacles that prevent us from doing things that are healthy for us. And so as a holistic nutritionist, I help explore all of those areas so people can become awake in their own lives as to the importance of each of those.
You know, if we wanted to roll the clock back years ago and we'd want to talk the mother of nutritional therapy, Adele Davis, this is going back many, 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 many decades. She made a statement, and she said that if you were going to cheat on something, occasionally cheat on your diet, but never cheat on exercise ever. Your body needs that to clear things up and to keep things moving and so forth. Not to take away from anything that we're doing. Obviously, nutrition is very important. My guest today is an amazing, amazing woman, Annabeth Goss. She's part of our nutrition department, been working with us now for a while. This last year, time goes by, particularly in the world of COVID. I forget how long and how many and who they are and so forth, particularly since I'm in and out of the office. But we want to give you the opportunity to ask any question that you might have, even today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Love to answer any questions that you have, put you in a little better direction. But join us this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're right off the National Capitol Beltway. All we're asking for is a reservation, if you will, so we can prepare it adequately for you, and that's with handouts and then other things that we may want to expose you to. So you can call the office at 703-698-7117 or simply go online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Scroll down, you'll see the notice for the class, and register today, make it happen. And I promise you, this lady will excite you. She has a breadth of knowledge and information that is really unbelievable. And I don't say that lightly about anybody.
Oh, thank you.
And when I see something that is special, we move forward to it. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. Even though it is kind of a cloudy, hazy day outside, it's a little cool. But you know what? That's the best time to go for a walk. And that's part of what we're talking about is your biochemical nutritional platform that needs to be supported. My guest today is Annabeth Goss, the newest member to our nutrition department, but not really new to the office. She's been around for a while, and a woman who's extraordinarily impressive in her bandwidth. She and Sue are working in tandem together and dealing with patients, and I'm really excited that she's joined our team. She has an intuitive sense about what it is that we do, probably more so than many other people. Unfortunately, it came from the expense of losing a very young child because of cancer, but she used that opportunity to educate herself and to learn information and to apply it succinctly and effectively, probably better than most people I've ever known across the board. Annabeth, welcome back to the program. We're going to get
you
more into the nutritional waters here a little bit and the applications of things that that we do. I want to remind everybody that this Wednesday evening, the 17th, you're going to be doing an in-house presentation on navigating through the nutritional confusions. You know, and you had an amazing read early in the program talking about the opposites of so many different pieces. You know, vitamin D is great for you. No, it's going to kill you. You have, you know, you have to drink water. No, it's going to be a problem on your kidneys. You're going to eat, you have to have protein, but you know, that's going to cause you problems as well. You know, so what's a person to do? Who do you have to believe? Well, we're going to do that this Wednesday evening, and we'd like to invite anyone that has a nutritional question, and you know, even people who are patients of the practice, and all you have to do is give us a call at 703-698-7117 and register for that class, or simply, and make it easy, just go online, go to rozellecare.com and scroll down. You'll see the program, register for it, and we'd love to have you as our guest. And trust me, you will be very happy you did to meet this amazing woman who is part of our team and really has a bandwidth and experience that is quite significant. Our lines are actually lighting up, and we'll get to those in a minute or two. But let's talk a little bit before we get to the phones on some of the basic fundamentals when it comes to nutritional therapies, if you will. Why nutritional counseling and support systems are so important in all kinds of conditions, and we can name dozens of them. But from your perspective, why?
Yeah, why nutritional counseling is helpful across the board is because we don't know everything on our own. You know, a patient that's struggling with headaches or acid reflux or gas or bloating or skin issues, hormone changes, mood changes, they probably have these issues because they didn't know something to do that prevented them. If we knew to prevent something, we would do it. So seeking out help or counseling, whatever word you want to use, it doesn't really matter. Somebody that can help be on your A team to navigate those areas, help you find answers. And at Rozelle Center, I am not an island. I work with Sue. We review cases so that we have all eyes looking at something and pulling together. I talk with the chiropractors, talk with the acupuncturists so that for a patient's well-being, we're a team pulling together to find answers for them.
Now, let's go to the phones. We have a couple calls coming in. We're here at 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls today. Carolyn, thank you for being patient and holding. How can we help you?
Thank you, Dr. Rozelle. Since October 21st, I've had postnasal drip that went into my chest. I had wheezing I never had before. So I went to an RN on Friday, and she said, oh, it's a sinus infection. So she prescribed me Dimista, which is a
steroid.
Yeah, and I've never taken a steroid. I'm afraid to take a steroid. I drink lots of water, take lots of vitamin C. Everything I do is homeopathic. So to introduce a steroid, I
So let me ask you a couple quick questions, and you know, I'll make some commentary with it. First of all, if she said that it was an infection, why would they give a steroid? Steroid is going to decrease the swelling in the inflammation of the sinus cavities. It does nothing to do with the steroid. Back in the day, we used to call things that, you know, you'd shove in your nose dope. Things like Afrin, and that also was a steroidal substance, and it shrinks the membranes down. But once you used it, your body became accustomed to it. Now, when you stopped it, you had a rebound phenomena. The membranes would then increase in size, and the problem would get progressively worse because it's shoving the infection deeper into the system where the body can't handle it, and the steroid is going to suppress your own immunological reaction. So the idea is to find out what is causing that. And in today's world, and particularly in the time of the year that we're in and the weather that we've had, it's been hot and cold and wet and damp. And this time of the year, you have a lot of degeneration and mold and fungus. It could very well be a mold or fungus sensitivity that your body's expressing. So when you look at any discharge from any body cavity, but particularly the nose, you want to see if there's a coloration to it. If that discharge is thick and white, you start thinking things like mold and fungus. If it's yellow and green, now you have a bacterial infection of some sort. Viral patterns can be kind of a loose, not really thick discharge, but you have to distinguish them, and then you treat them accordingly. Now, for me, I can't tell you not to take the steroid. That's between you and your practitioner. All I can do is tell you what I would do or what I would recommend one of my patients to do is find the cause of this, treat it nutraceutically, treat it with homeopathics. In our world with chiropractic adjustments, particularly the upper cervical spine, the upper portion of the neck, allows the nerves to fire properly to the sinuses and drain the sinuses and increases immunological response. So we want to find out, are you sensitive to something? Stop the insult. Find ways that the body can heal naturally and would begin to resolve that. Annabeth, is there anything that you want to input on that?
No, I think that's great, Carolyn. Great job for being proactive and open to different healing modalities. That's fantastic. Anytime you're dealing with any infection, I think that's popping up in the body, instead of a Band-Aid, a steroid, or a cream, topical cream, we do want to find out why is the infection there, what's the root cause, and what's allowing it to continue. And we don't have infections due to a lack of steroid.
So, yeah, that's right. That's right. One of the things that I would encourage her to do, given the time of the year, and I don't know the patient at all, is avoid for a short period of time. See if it helps you for the next 4 or 5 days. Stop any kind of dairy products that are going into your system and limit any carbohydrates, grains, but wheat products. And if you're going to do heavy grains, do things like wild rice and buckwheat and quinoa and things like that. Stick to those things, but get rid of anything that is inflammatory, even orange juice. If you think about drinking orange juice, it leaves kind of a thickness, a mucus in the back of your throat. It's because, think about it this way. If you left an orange into the refrigerator and forgot about it for 2, 3, 4 weeks, it's going to, you take it out, it's shrunk down and may have a black mold around it. Now, when you squeeze those things and make juice out of it, you're getting that mold into your body. So that's, I'm just telling you to avoid it. So dairy and that, and avoid the carbohydrates as much as you possibly can and see if it doesn't get better. But there's other things that you can do. Give us a call. We'd love to be able to help you. And join Annabeth this Wednesday evening, and she'll give you some guidance as well. Annabeth,
yeah,
let's get back into
Carolyn.
I'm sorry?
I said I'd love to meet you, Carolyn.
Let's get back into talking a little bit about the why behind supportive nutritional counseling. Here's the situation. You know, let's springboard off of that a little bit. Here's a woman that has done some really good things for herself. She's gone out and she's used homeopathic preparations and so forth, and she's got the sinus infection. The sinus infection is now causing her practitioner to say, let's take this nose dope. Let's take this drug to suppress it. Okay?
Right.
Let's walk that through a nutritional pathway.
Yeah, so looking at anything that's inflaming the body, starting with food, certainly, because that's so powerful. Like you mentioned, the dairy is highly inflammatory. Wheat is also highly inflammatory. and any personal foods that you're sensitive to. And oftentimes we don't know. So at the office, we can run a food sensitivity test, meeting with one of the chiropractors. It's very non-invasive. We can find out personally for you what foods could be sensitizing to my body right now that's creating inflammation. And if you can remove some of those offending factors, that's step number one. Step number two is then we want to help the immune system fight off any current infection. So we can bring in nutrients that help that, the zinc, the selenium, vitamin D, vitamin A. We can bring in herbals that help fight that. You can do the homeopathics, and then, of course, you can do external things like lymph massage, chiropractic care. And then you can also bring in things, psychological things of thanking your body so much for being so healthy and that it knows how to heal, that it knows how to recover. And all of these things together will be a broader healing process and path than just a steroid.
You know, let's talk about individual considerations with people. And that's something that you and Sue and Mary Jane have to deal with on an ongoing basis. I mentioned early in the program, one size doesn't fit all. How do you begin to break it down? How do you begin to make that determination? Obviously, it can get very in-depth, but generally, what should look at that? What's the application?
You know, one of the first things we look at and one of the areas that we really delve into in depth is gut health, because if your gut is not healthy, every single system, organ, and cell of your body is affected. We put food in intending for it to create new cells, keep us healthy, give us the fuel we need to go do the things we want and the things we have to. But if our gut integrity is compromised, if we aren't absorbing, if we have some leaky gut symptoms or maldigestion, we look there because it very often is the root of causes, even when people don't know. They'll say, no, I don't have any problems, don't have heartburn, don't have bloating, don't have gas. But yet they'll fill out a form that they won't know is a gastrointestinal form, and they'll circle yes, 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 yes. And so when we can start, and you know, the gut is a really great place to start because it affects everything. It affects headaches. It affects skin issues. It affects weight issues. It affects your hormone balance. So we really very often can start with the gut and navigate which foods, which nutrients can help heal or which are harming. Remove the harmful ones, put in the good ones, and it's a fantastic start.
You can't upregulate your immune response without fixing the intestinal tract. It's 75 to 85% of your immunological support in the body, depending on the author that you read. And if the gut's not working or if you have gastrointestinal problems, your body will break down. You'll end up with the degenerative arthritic conditions. You'll end up with arterial plaquing. You'll end up with diabetes. You'll end up with the immune system that can't protect itself from anything. And that's where it starts. And I'm glad that you brought that up because it's so critical. It's so important.
Yeah, when you know, you read books and you learn things online. I knew about the immune system. I knew there was the innate. I knew there was the adaptive immune system, these two components working together. I had never heard of GALT before until I was in school. I thought, what is GALT and what does that have to do with my immune system? And it's the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. It's that immune system that's one cell deep in your gut that really, like you said, is so important for immune function.
We're going to come
there in your...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, cut you. We're coming up to a break very quickly, and I want to wrap this up. This is a topic that you and I could sit and talk about for about 4 hours, but this Wednesday evening, the 17th, you're going to cover it in detail relative to considerations of balance and nutritional findings, and we're going to give everybody an ability to make that happen. But we're coming up to a break. My guest today in studio, an amazing, amazing woman, Annabeth Goss, and you'll have the opportunity to meet her this Wednesday evening. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you around the country, do the math, and we thank you for your attention. Make sure you let everybody know that we're here, and also pay attention to our podcast. You can find all of them on our website at drtomrozelle.com and or simply go to rozelleradio.com. My guest today, Anna Beth Goss, part of our nutrition department, somebody who I have a tremendous amount of admiration and respect for. We have another call that I don't want to ignore. Robert, thank you for calling. You have a couple questions, but we only have time for one. So we're going to take the first one on ringing in the ears. Anna Beth, you want to jump into that a little bit?
Yeah, Robert, is the ringing in your ears a high-pitched or a low-pitch?
High, rather mild, but it's there. I guess the high-pitched.
High-pitched, all right. And is it constant or does it come and go?
No, it's constant. You know, when we had the pandemic, you know, I was washing my hair. We didn't have any conditioner. I used sunflower oil, and it seeps into my ears. Ever since then, that caused the problem on my right ear. I guess. I damaged something.
I'm gonna jump into that just for a half a second. No, what happens is that it may have been sensitivity. The reason that she asked you whether it's high-pitched or low-pitched, a high-pitched sound often has to do with liver function or liver energy, and you have an acupuncture channel that goes to the head that actually starts at the outer side of the eye, which has to do with liver function. A low-pitched sound often has to do with kidney function. And so subsequently, you know, what we're looking for is what we can do to put that fire out. Go ahead, Annabeth. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on the water.
Yeah,
there.
No problem. So with liver function, if it is creating some of that tinnitus ringing in your ear, we would want to get some blood testing, see if there are any liver enzymes or any liver function tests that give us some further knowledge about that, and work with an acupuncturist possibly to help clear that channel and change and alter any dietary patterns that we need to help the body compensate and clear out that ringing if it was something that was indeed caused rather than just the hair in the ear creating some problems or the more structural issues that can also create tinnitus.
Annabeth, we've got a couple minutes left, and Robert, reach out to us, but that's something that can be dealt with, and what you gave us was a history that says, yeah, maybe we have a liver energetic problem that oil triggered, but we have about 2 minutes left in about a minute or so. What are you going to be covering this Wednesday evening for the class that you're going to be presenting?
Oh, thank you. You know, we're going to cover some of the nutritional confusion that's out there. We're going to talk about briefly some macronutrients, why water is so important, why fiber is so important, briefly touch on the carb, protein, lipid components, and what we need in large quantities. We're going to talk about what we need in small quantities, the micronutrients. Are we getting adequate levels of those? Are the supplements that we're even buying at the grocery stores even viable? Do they contain what they claim they contain? We're going to touch on specialized, personalized tests for you, whether it's a hormone test or a stool test or just blood work. Dr. Rizal, conventional ranges in blood work don't catch many of the issues. Pretty much 96% of the people fall in conventional ranges, but 96% of people do not feel fine, and those ranges don't reflect good health. So we want to be very preventative, looking at numbers like that when patients bring their stuff in so that we can be really preventative and help.
It's important that when you look at blood work that you are not a range. You're an individual with symptoms or not feeling well. You have a disease process or dysfunction or disorganization going on, and you have to take each one of those things as a very specific target for that person, and that's what we really have to focus on. It makes me crazy that when somebody comes in, for example, with a thyroid panel and they have a TSH level that is like 3.5 or 4, and it's not normal. It's normal within the labs, but it's not normal. Anyway, we're coming
Absolutely.
Up to the end of the program, and we'll encourage you to join us this Wednesday evening. Give us a call, register for the class. And remember, we're here every Sunday, the same old, same time, for one reason only, and we do this on an ongoing basis simply because we love you all. We'll see you next week. Have a great day. See you Wednesday night, too, at the Result Center for Healing.